Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey guys, producer Ryan here. At the top of this episode, Doug mentions that the Cincinnati show he recorded on Saturday will be available soon as a bonus episode to Stitcher Premium users. Unfortunately, that recording got screwed up, so now nobody gets to hear it. Apologies to Stitcher Premium listeners, and we'll get you another bonus episode soon. To everybody else, enjoy the show!
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you once again from the bone, the funny bone in Columbus, Ohio! It's Sunday, August 13th, 2017. This is our 53rd show this year, the 52nd show that we taped in Cincinnati yesterday. Will be available exclusively on Stitcher Premium, which is also the home of the entire Doug Loves Movies library, 9 seasons of shows you can listen to if you have Stitcher Premium. But right here and right now, I need to see some name tags. You never disappoint, Columbus. Why are they so big here? And why is no one in the front seats have one? Like, that is bizarre. You guys, like, you're like, we gotta get there early. Fuck the name tags. We'll be up front in front of all those dumb name tags. Holy shit, there's so many of them. Mike to the Future, of course, is a great one. this is a Budapest hotel, but what'd you change it to? Dan Budapest Hotel? Instead of Grand Bud, I get it now. Dunjerk instead of Dunkirk? What's your name?
Jeremy.
Jeremy. Did we go through this before already, you and me? No? Okay, it sounds very familiar. the girl... What dragon tat? With the dragon tat... The dragon Tate 2? Like, what's your name?
Tate.
Your name is Tate? Is your first name Tate? No way. Is it, what's that? Is that short for Tatum? It's just Tate? What's your last name?
Smith. I guess, you know, if your parents are pretty cool to dress up Smith with a fucking weird-ass first name. I thought you thought that Jeff Tate was going to be a guest today. That's why you put Tate on your name tag. But your name is Tate. That's crazy. And I can see a Shawshank Redemption thing back there. Shawshank Redemption. Very good. So there's a lot, I'm glad there's no name tags in the balcony because we're not going up there. But thank you to everybody for bringing a name tag and good luck during the selection process. I don't tell my guests which name tags to pick. It's entirely up to them and their weird whims. From the corrections department, Brad William Henke is from Split and Eric Edelstein is from Green Room. Two different dudes playing two different creeps. Doug plugs, Tuesday night, Douglas Movies is back at UCB Franklin in Los Angeles. Next Saturday, we're at the Tacoma Comedy Club in Tacoma, Washington at 4:20. And Douglas Movies is back at Talia Hall near Chicago on Wednesday, August 23rd. Let's look in the prize bag, you guys. You can see I brought a lovely hotel room laundry bag. And it's full of some pretty sweet stuff. I read it, so it's time to pass it on, because just hanging on to books, I just don't get it anymore. But I think you'll enjoy reading the book called Mustache Shenanigans by a guest occasionally on the show, Jay Chandrasekhar. It's got somebody's long hair in it. Maybe that's what I was using as a bookmark at the time. And also inside of it, I have three blue cards, all signed by me. It's kind of a redundant gift for the prize bag, but I forgot to give two of them away in Cincinnati. So I've got three of them. Or you know what? I'm going to just do this with two of them. All right, there we go. So I gave away two of them, but one of them's going in the prize bag. And then we got a copy of one of my CDs. All three sizes of Peacemaker pipes. None of them used. Yeah, because I drove here from the last city, so I didn't have to give it away yet. And I don't know, maybe the best thing in the bag. Have you guys tried this Neutrogena body lotion? It's pretty sweet stuff. I almost want to keep it, but I think I can get another one off of the cart as I walk by to my room. Let's bring my guests out here because they brought stuff too. Please give a big warm welcome to Adrian Cosby, Jeff Dye, and Jeff Tate. Hey, how's it going? Oh, nice to see you. Don't forget to use your microphone voice.
That was just for you.
That was just us?
It was just
a little
you.
Something between us before we really get into it. Let's meet these guys individually, starting with first-time guest. It's Adrian Cosby, everybody. You call this your hometown club?
This is my new hometown club. I'm originally from Yellow Springs, Ohio, which is... Okay, we got some potheads here. Cool. And but I moved here about a year ago, and this is my biggest W9 last year, so... Whether they like it or not!
Oh, okay. That's how it works?
I think so.
All right.
So Cosby, huh? Still going with that? Have you thought about changing your last name to, like, BTK Killer? How about this? Adrian Wayne Gacy. Does that sound good?
I feel like I need to ride this wave a little bit more. My stock's never been higher than the original Cosby, and right now my bookings are surpassing his, I feel like.
Yeah, I'd say you're one of the better Cosbys out there.
Yeah.
one of the more preferred Cosbys.
I'm glad you said it. When I say it, people call me conceited.
Do you sit down in a big chair and talk about going to the dentist? You should just steal his shit.
Well,
he already ruined your name.
Don't take the chocolate cake thing. I've been doing that for about 6 months now. Don't take that, the chocolate cake.
The chocolate cake for breakfast, yeah.
I stole a lot of the early Cosby stuff. You can have the later stuff.
I'm into taking handfuls of pills, but I'm not into giving them away to people. That's...
Well, that's where he's less selfish than you.
He's a giver.
Also joining us for the first time in a while, I think the last time... I'm guessing the last time you were on was in Seattle, maybe? It's Jeff Dye, everybody.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we did the show. I think it was at, maybe you were at in
was
Bellevue?
It the Parlor?
The Parlor Live?
Yeah, and then we did one in some town. I don't remember what it was. Some kind of convention or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I don't know either. My life's a blur. Travel.
So we're guessing this is your third time on the show.
I think it's third or fourth.
Okay. All right. And you're headlining here at the Funny Bone all weekend long.
I'm here tonight.
Which ends tonight. Yes, one more show tonight. Who's coming back to see Jeff tonight?
Come on, you can lie. It's all right, just for my ego.
Oh, wow. Most of them.
All of them, yeah.
It feels like it's going to be a sit-in, like they're just going to refuse to leave.
Just be kind, you know? Just say, oh, yeah, we'd love to see you, Jeff.
Yeah, usually there's a few people that when you ask a question like that, they woo just because, oh, here's my chance.
Yeah.
But that was eerily quiet. So somebody, come back to see Jeff tonight. Yeah.
Very fragile. I didn't want that silence of like, no, we'll kind of just be here for this.
Yeah. Well, maybe that could be one of your contributions to the prize bag is you could give two free tickets.
I'll give away 300 free tickets.
Oh, wait.
To the Sunday show.
Take that, balcony.
Right. Probably run that by management before you make that offer. How many people would take him up on it?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Just lie again. Yeah.
But for that show, there'll be a 6-item minimum.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how they get you. But thanks for being here. And also thanks to, he was just on the show yesterday, and then we drove here today, and we made a mini about it that you can listen to on the latest episode of Doug Loves Minis. It's Jeff Tate!
Hello. Yeah. Hey, everybody. What's up, Columbus? Yeah. You might remember me from that hilarious Cosby riff earlier.
I remember that.
That's good.
I was there.
I keep looking at Adrian and wondering, like, if, you know, the food was so good that you were like, I'm going to take some home with me and I'm going to hang on to it on stage during the entire show.
I grew up poor and protect my food.
Did you put, is your prize contribution inside a styrofoam to-go container?
That is very astute of you, Doug. It is.
Let me, tell us what you got.
All right, I brought, I found.
Oh, you can't eat that,
dude. No. Not until the apocalypse, but then it'll be delicious. I brought a bunch of CDs from comedians I've worked with that didn't sign them. If you sign it, I'm going to keep it, but if you don't... So I got a Dez White CD. He's a Texas comedian. I have The Beards of Comedy, which is actually really good, highly produced CD, still in the cellophane. I have Brett Ernst, a man who's never met a sentence he didn't want to hear out of his own mouth. And I got Josh Sneed, Cincinnati comic.
He signed that one.
He did sign,
that
but he signed one to me.
You want to hold on to that?
No. I have...
No.
I have a limited edition... Jeff Tate, Use Your Delusion CD right here. And he did sign it, but I never could understand what you wrote on the inside, so maybe you can tell me what that says.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
But that's you. That's going to a lucky guest today. And then a door guy gave me a shitty rap album, Kill the World. So, good luck.
All of that cleverly hidden in a to-go container. That's really...
There's some sauce in there, too.
I like that. Very good. Jeff, what do you got?
Oh, I got some good stuff.
No, Jeff, I'm talking to.
Okay. You tricked me.
Yeah, no, either Jeff is fine.
I'll let Tate go.
All right, go, I have, Tate, this go. Is my Gatorade.
That's your own Gatorade. Hang on to that.
Personal use Gatorade. I have a bag. That you get the bag.
I'm so excited.
And I have The Fate of the Furious on Blu-ray.
On Blu-ray?
Yeah, it Fancy. Was on. I mean, I don't know what's with the fucking tepid response, but whatever. I got this one because it was on sale, and I already have the digital version, so this is just the hard copy, huh? Right? I took the digital out, and you get the trash. And this is Zombieland, and it's on DVD, and
that's a good movie.
It's a good movie, yeah. Both, and a free good. Bag.
All right.
There we go.
That's a good deal.
Yeah. Those prizes were pretty lackluster.
Hey.
I feel like I one-upped him.
My prize cost money.
Uh-oh. Well, part of it did.
Well, yeah, the first part did, and the first part's just my CD.
Boom.
And then the other one is a Lego. And it's brand new. I just bought it. And it's of your guys' favorite leader, Doug Benson.
My favorite. He's not really a leader. I mean, I guess he is.
No, you're the leader, Ding
I'm
Dong.
The leader. These,
they love you.
Oh, okay.
So I had
I'm not their leader.
Doug sign it, so it's autographed by him, mm-hmm. and then you can open it and play with it, so it's not just cool today, but also tomorrow when you build stuff, it's good.
I don't care for this 8 to 14 years old on the front.
I don't like that
like
either.
If you're 15, you shouldn't be fucking around with...
Yeah, like when I read books, it'll say like reading level 4. You're like, not for me, you know?
Wow, it's a Bane toxic truck attack.
Remember when you did that?
I remember being the voice, but I never got to really attack anyone with toxins. Sounds really evil.
Maybe next
Maybe
time.
The truck was toxic and you were just fine. You were just regular. Maybe the truck. Never mind.
What else did you bring for the bag, Jeff?
Two tickets. They're invisible. There's two tickets to tonight's show in there if you want to come. That's part of the deal.
What about the cards?
It'll be free. Oh, these are just holding them. I was holding them back there, and then he said, come up here, so I just kept holding them.
Oh, yeah, they're baseball cards you bought?
Football cards.
Oh, football. You could spare one of those, right?
Yeah, I mean, but these are mine. I kind of already gave stuff.
No, but, like, which one could you get rid of?
Oh, the punter, for sure.
Okay. So, the Jim Arnold card, this will be their ticket to get in tonight.
Oh, yeah,
show.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
boom.
Actually a great idea. Yeah. In that case.
Spread the word.
Oh, no. Sorry if I hit that guy real hard with one. But it is a football card. I mean, can't hurt you that bad.
No, you probably got a concussion. Yeah.
That one man got like 12 tickets to my show. It was supposed to be like when you see rappers do that on girls.
I've never seen a rapper throw like football cards at girls before.
When I do it, that's how I'm like, yeah, you guys don't like football cards. If she don't like football cards, I don't want her to be my dancer. She's got to like what I like. That's my type of lady.
Dancer, you won't even hire her.
That's right. She can't party.
All right, so all of that's going to be won by some lucky individual here today. Who has to be between the ages of 8 and 14. And it's like I'm getting on a plane and got to get this down to one bag. But it's going to be two. We're going to settle for two. And I got a couple of questions that I ask all my guests on every show lately. We'll start with Jeff Tate. And the question is...
Thank God for last names.
I didn't think that you would seen one between the last time I saw you and now, Jeff Tate, but what was the last movie you saw?
Ooh.
It's still Atomic Blonde. I haven't seen another one since Atomic Blonde.
All right, let's talk about our experience with that some more.
It's great.
She beats up dudes.
It's fucking great.
She's good at using things around the room to beat up dudes with.
Yeah.
Yeah, she uses a lot of props.
She's really pretty.
And she's super pretty.
Yeah, yeah.
If you like bruises from head to toe.
Yeah.
She starts the movie very bruised, and then it's a flashback all the way up to when she got bruised. And the whole time you're like, when are these bruises coming? This is not going to be good.
We're getting stuck on one part. I don't want to... Like, that's not why I liked it.
Because of the bruises?
Yeah.
That's not the only reason he liked it.
Adrian, what was the last movie you saw?
Right here at the Easton Mall. I saw War for the Planet of the Apes.
All right.
And I heard you guys talking about it on this show, and I was conflicted because I felt like it was amazing, but also, like you said, I had a hard time getting involved with what they were doing, fighting for. It wasn't, I was emotionally attached, cried twice. But I couldn't help but think, like, what if, like, our president had to watch this movie? I felt like the whole time he would be consumed with, like, what? Am I supposed to be rooting for the apes? I'm rooting for the humans. And I felt like if...
What was that?
Was his impression of what if Trump sounded like Obama.
Yeah, yeah. I'm biracial. I can't really lose that part of it. It stays with me. Everything I say.
Oh man, I want to be in whatever world you're in where Obama's still president.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was just saying earlier that, like, the whole 8 years Obama was president, I never thought, I wonder if we're going to get nuked today. You know, it always felt like he was handling it quietly and with dignity. Instead of just yelling at people that could go nuts and just murder.
It's been a long time since we've had a real, no, fuck you, president. Like, this is what we have now. We have the, no, fuck you. Like
we've had one of those in the past?
Oh, sure.
Warren G. Harding?
Teddy Roosevelt, for sure. Yeah, Lyndon Johnson probably,
you know, Teddy
just
Roosevelt,
around the house.
Teddy Roosevelt hunted Bigfoot? That's true. While he was in office, he left 2 times to go hunt Bigfoot. That's true. You can look at it. It's real cool because he was like a big hunter, like killing animals and shit. And so when Bigfoot mania was going on, they were like, hey, you should be the first guy to like kill that. And he was like, fucking, I'll see you in a week. And he did it twice while in office. That's why he's my favorite president.
All the time. So my whole life, I always thought the government like knew a bunch of stuff we didn't. And maybe, you know, the Kennedy and all that, like all of this shit where there's like a shadow. It seems very clear that there is no shadow government. There is nobody behind the scenes. They didn't even know about Bigfoot. Like if the fucking president still thinks Bigfoot's real, then the government doesn't know a goddamn thing.
No, Bigfoot's real though. That's fucked up, man. It's just a monkey that lives in the woods. I don't know why everybody is naysaying it. He just walks out. He's a bipedal hominid.
So when Teddy Roosevelt
does he just eat plants?
No, man, he eats fish and berries.
So he's like a bear?
Yeah, dude.
So couldn't people just hang out by the water to watch him try to get those fish?
No way, man. People gotta work, dude. They don't got time to be hanging out there looking for Bigfoots.
People have seen bears.
Yeah, there's
and
a lot
so
more
this
bears.
Bigfoot would go to where the bears go to get the fish and the berries.
No, dude, there's way
Whole
little
Foods?
Of them. There's not
Do
a lot
ever
of them.
Go to Whole Foods?
How many times have you been hunting or been camping? People camp all the time. They never see bears.
I never
like,
fucking
once,
camp, man.
Yeah, I know.
The closest I camp is when the hotel door goes to the straight to the outside. And I
you
don't
mean
have
the
to
motel
go.
Door?
Yeah, the motel door, yeah.
Yeah. That's why you ain't seen one, man.
No, I mean, have you been to a Travelodge? You can see Bigfoot at Travelodge.
You can see a lot of bears at Travelodge.
That's a sleepwalking bear. That's not Bigfoot.
Well, whatever it was, I fucked it.
It's real.
I always felt sorry for that sleepwalking bear. Because he must just cause terror everywhere he goes. He's just sleeping. Like, does he wear... You know how he has, like, bed clothes in the logo? He's got, like, a little night shirt or whatever.
A little cap. Yeah. Wait, who does?
The bear at Travelodge.
Oh, I just said it sleepwalking bear because I thought I saw a Bigfoot at a Travelodge. I didn't know about the logo. Honest to God, that's a sleeping bear.
Wait, you know enough about the Travelodge to reference it, but you don't know that their logo is a sleepwalking bear?
I know that the doors always open up right to the outside and not to
the sidewalk.
Hallway.
They open to the sidewalk.
Parking lot.
I get the second floor.
I like the idea of a bear in PJs, though.
Right?
It's a good logo.
Well, like, does he put those on to hibernate?
No, he's just
cold.
Or does
he... It's more like evening wear?
Yeah, it's not... That's what I like about animals, too. They don't care about fashion or nothing. They're just like, man, look at this hat.
That's one of the... That's one of the greatest things.
Wait, I have a... This is a question that might make... do bears sleep when they're not hibernating? Like, do they just sleep in the winter and then they're
that
awake
is a good
the
question.
Whole rest of the time?
Yeah, I think I was leading up to that question.
Because they did spend all that time
when
sleeping.
When I said, does he put the outfit on for all of winter, or does he have to put it on every night and all of winter?
It's exhausting.
And somebody told me something that blew my mind about hibernating, something about, like, they're invisible or something. It wasn't that specifically, but somebody said something about hibernating that I didn't know was, I never thought was, I never knew was true. And now I can't remember what it was, but it really blew my mind.
Well, they hibernate for like months, right? Is that true? Is it
yeah,
months?
I think so.
Okay. So they don't go to the bathroom or nothing the whole time?
No, because they're not eating anything.
I know, but that's amazing.
They wake up every once in a while to jerk off.
Yeah. I would.
That's how they stay asleep.
Woke up a month early. Let's watch some porn.
Can't sleep.
Oh man, springtime wood.
Oh yeah. It's the hardest.
Did I ask you the question, Jeff Dye?
No.
What last movie you saw?
I watch a lot of older movies.
Okay.
Because people text me stuff like, Jeff, there's this movie that you're gonna fucking love, and they'll tweet it to me or whatever.
Right,
and
they're so like, it's The Wizard of Oz.
Well, like, I haven't seen a lot of movies, so people will say, like what was the one with the robots fought monsters in the water? Pacific Rim.
Yeah.
So when that movie came out, they made a trailer for it to let all the people know about it, and I got, like, 1,000 text messages. People were like, Jeff, they made this movie about
they
monsters
should do that for other
fighting
movies.
Robots.
Why do they just do that for Pacific Rim?
No, they
Rim?
Did it. Hey, man, they do it all the time, dude.
It's a good idea.
Well, my point is, all these people texting me like, you're going to fucking love this movie. And so now people do that all the time. And they sent me one called Maximum Overdrive that was made by Stephen King.
Yeah.
Right. Emilio Estevez.
It's awesome.
You love that movie?
I loved it because it was so cool.
Okay.
That's the first
basically,
movie I saw
a green fog goes over the world, and for that, during that fog, all the machines come to life and try to kill people.
Yeah. You know what all those right. machines are doing? They're going into maximum overdrive.
Absolutely. And Stephen King said that when he made the movie, he was doing a bunch of drugs, and he had no business directing. And then they said, how come you didn't make another movie that you'd direct? And he said, he goes, well, did you see Maximum Overdrive? And that's why he's never directed ever again. But that was the last movie I saw, and I loved it.
Well, that's great that it worked out for you, because that seems like not a fan would say that to you. Like, somebody that's trying to trick you into watching garbage.
Yeah.
I'm telling
would be
they
like,
know
hey,
exactly
you should check
what
this
I,
out.
Exactly what I like.
They know where your head's at. Give us another example of a movie that someone recommended that you loved.
Mad Max. All the Mad Maxes.
Well, those are great movies.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I liked watching shit explode and monsters and, like...
Have you seen Repo Man? You'll love Repo Man Repo for real, Man. Yeah.
Really I'm not a real tough judge. I just want to see, like, if there's a movie that has, like, a jet ski on fire or something.
Oh,
I'm
man,
like,
we should be best friends.
Okay,
dude.
I'll send you
we should be best friends.
I can send you a list of those.
Yeah, and people go,
jet ski
oh,
on fire
Jeff,
movies.
This is a Jeff Dye movie. Send this to Jeff
But
Dye.
So many movies, aren't there boring parts for you? Like, if that's what you're really excited about, is things on fire? Like, because things are not on fire during long chunks of... A
yeah,
lot of
but
movies.
It's always leading up to setting everything on fire again, and that is cool too.
Well, I like Mad Max. I think was my heart song movie. That was my favorite movie because it has a lot of things that are good, like hot chicks, right? If you like hot chicks, there's those models. And if you like feminist, like women kicking ass, you got Charlize Theron with like one arm and then like these grannies on motorcycles. And then maybe you're a girl and you're like, but I like hot dudes. You got Tom Hardy being a hot dude, like, whoa. And then there's is a bunch of machines with big tires and shit on it. And then you got a guitar player on chains. Like it's got something for everyone. There's something for everyone.
Wait, but what about those of us? What if we love scary masks?
It's in there. They're
okay.
The
there is something for everybody.
No, I only like movies where they're fighting over water.
Yeah.
Does that take place?
It's in there, man.
Oh, I'm on board.
It's full of it the whole time.
What about breastfeeding? Is there any?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Breast pumping?
A bunch of ladies will have things on there.
I'll have to see this movie.
You'll love it. I liked it.
All right, here's the last question I'm going to ask before we move on to the game portion of the show.
Oh, yes.
And I'll start again with you, Jeff, because you know this is coming. What's the best movie that I've never seen?
Ooh.
A movie that Doug Benson...
The Salvation.
...somehow missed. One guy... has your back on that one, Jeff. What is The Salvation? Remind me.
It's got Mads Mikkelsen and Ben Mendelsohn and that, shut up. Okay, that is their names, right? Right, they were both in Rogue One.
Right.
But in this one, they're friends.
Okay.
And it's like a reckoning, like some fucking shit happens right at the beginning.
It's like a Western?
Yeah, it's a Western.
I've seen it. Sorry.
You've seen that?
Yeah. I just, Salvation's kind of a somewhat generic title, so I needed to get more details. But yeah, it's good. It looks so dejected when that happens. It's not, there's no prizes involved. Adrian, do you have one?
Yes. Sweet Nothing.
Ooh.
Michael Imperioli.
Mm-hmm.
Mira Sorvino,
mm-hmm.
1996. The director escapes me.
Hey, Jeff, you're probably not going to like this movie.
It's about drugs.
Like, I can tell the way he's talking about it that I'm not going to like it, so don't write it down.
Why do you think, Adrian, no one in this audience gave that a woo? At least The Salvation got one woo.
I don't know.
It's really, nobody's seen it then,
well,
I
think also I'm looking at seeing a lot of young people that might have been born in 1996 when the movie was released. I don't know what the box office was on it or how well it was received.
Yeah, well, it wasn't big box office, that's for sure, because
yeah,
I barely know of its existence.
Well, I thought that was the point of the game.
No, yeah. No, I would like you to whip out a gem that I, you know, missed somehow. And
I can't say that you're going to love the movie, but it held my attention, and I wasn't planning on watching it. It just came on HBO, and I watched
right.
it. And I was glued to the very end, and at the very end, there's a little trick that they do that kind of makes it like, oh,
shit. Cosby-like trick.
Yeah, it is. There's an offer to be your mentor at the end.
Does he put a little sweet something in her drink?
It's just a straight cappuccino.
All right, well, we'll put that on the list. Sweet Nothing. I like Mira Sorvino. Yeah. Jeff Dye, what do you got?
Is there a genre that you don't watch a lot of?
Well, that would probably be a genre I don't like, so then you're going across purposes. Because
like?
Then you're going
to
say a movie that in
yeah,
a genre I don't like.
Doug.
Well, it's not a stumping thing.
All right, okay, then
I'm
got
I'm just
one.
Trying to find a good one. Movie.
All right, here's a good one.
I've seen Pacific Rim.
Good one.
I think he's making a sequel.
Have you seen The Boy?
The
Sounds vague,
Boy.
But it's a horror movie.
It's creepy, right?
Well, I watched the preview, the trailer thing we were talking about earlier. And it looked real dumb. If you watch the trailer, you're going to go, man, this movie ain't for me. I know exactly what's going to happen. It looks dumb. But then the actual movie, if you've seen it, is totally different than the trailer. And I like that, because they didn't spoil it.
Yeah, I just, when I had an opportunity to see it, I didn't, because people were saying that it's like, that it, you know, it is about a creepy little boy and it's a horror film. And that description did not appeal to me.
Right. What, I'll tell you what the trailer happens in the trailer is that she goes, hey, will you, we got this babysitting gig for you and you get to come to England. And then she flies to England and then the old people are like, this is our son. But then the son is just a wooden doll. And then she's like, oh, these people are crazy. And they're like, we're not crazy, this is real, this is our son. So she has to babysit a doll while they leave. And so then while she's babysitting the doll moves and does things. And she's like, oh, maybe I am babysitting a real, like she's dumb, you know, she doesn't know. And then all this other shit happens. But it's real good.
But all that's in the trailer.
That's all in the trailer.
But then everything after that
is
the good
stuff. I can spoil it if
you want. No, don't spoil it.
Because it's amazing.
But you're saying it gets good after that.
Well, yeah, because you watch the trailer, you go, why would I watch that? It's another one of these little Annabelle dolls.
Is it like just a really just a block of wood with a wig on
it? Like a ventriloquist is really bad. It looks so stupid. And I thought the movie would be bad, but it's real good.
All right.
You'll like it.
Now I'm coming back around on The Boy.
The Boy.
I'm gonna check out The Boy.
You'll like it.
One for The Boy, please.
Yeah, no, bring a friend. Don't be one.
I tried to say when I bought my ticket for Valerian in the City of a Thousand Planets, that's the right way. I wanted to say it the wrong way and see if the person selling the tickets reacted, but I just said it right. Because the right... Because the right way is
no
planet
shit.
Of a...
Yeah.
Planet of...
You were going to pull a prank
on City of a Thousand Planets doesn't make any sense. How good is a city have a thousand planets? But Planet of a Thousand Cities does make sense.
We're living in
but
one.
That's not the... Also... What's the name of the girl in that movie? What? Not the real actress, the character. It's Valerian and Luann. Loreline.
Luann.
Loreline. So it's based on a series of comic books called Valerian and Loreline. And they get this hot actress to play Loreline that was my favorite thing about the entire movie. And... then they change the name to Valerian in the City of and she's in every fucking scene.
Yeah.
She's his partner. She's more important to the story than him in some ways. And they just cut her out and replace it with City of a Thousand.
City.
I'm so mad about it. It makes me lisp.
It's Trump's America.
Just feels like that's something someone should complain about. Starting with Cara Delevingne. But, you know, I guess you can't have what sounds like a girl's name. I mean, Valerian could be a girl's name. Or disease.
Maybe she got in trouble or something.
Maybe she what?
Maybe she got in trouble or something.
Yeah,
so
maybe that's
took her
it.
Off the thing.
She promoted it a lot. I follow her on Instagram. Yeah. There's a lot of pictures. A lot of pictures promoting that shit.
How did it do in tweets?
She had to promote
she tweeted
it. She's not
it,
on the
yeah.
fucking title
Did you get
anymore.
Some texts about it?
All right, turn the show off, Bert, because it's time for me to say, let the games begin! Name tags, come out of the shadows!
All right, is this where we pick?
Lots of good ones. You got to go physically grab one and bring it back to your seat. Blue cards that I threw into the audience do not count. Neither do those football cards. All right, we'll be right back.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by our old pals at Loot Crate. On a quest for epic gear, housewares, and collectibles, Loot Crate has an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month. You guys already know all about Loot Crate. They've been a longtime sponsor of Doug Loves Movies and have been incredibly generous with our listeners. Do I even need to continue with this ad? Probably not, but here I go. If you're more of a fanatical fashionista, then try Loot Wear, monthly wearables and accessibles with cult classics from your favorite franchises. Or if you want to geek out your pet, try Loot Pets. Be the envy of your friends and get your 100% exclusive crates at lootcrate.com. That's lootcrate.com/Doug. Enter my code D-O-U-G to save $3 on any new subscription. August's Loot Crate theme is Kingdom, featuring items from Legend of Zelda, Adventure Time, and The Lord of the Rings. One lucky subscriber will also win a mega crate of seriously epic proportions. You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive this month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, say it with me. That's it. It's over. Go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter my code Doug to save $3 on any new subscription today. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. Great job, everybody. Nice, polite crowd during the picking. Yesterday, they were screaming at Ben Bailey. What do you got there, Jeff Dye?
I got Karen's Big Adventure. Karen, I'm guessing, is the sweet lady that brought this toy of Pee-wee Herman.
Yeah, it's unopened, right? Like, it's also probably valuable.
I want to... She put a little political
message. Don't read that.
Don't read that.
That's for at the end.
Oh, I'm dumb. All right, so how about this?
Well, you got to put the mic where... Yeah. It probably comes out of his mouth.
I'll hold it.
The sound probably comes out of his mouth instead of his back.
You mic.
Hey, what's up?
He's still funny after all these years.
It holds up.
Hey, what's up? You live in
Baltimore. He said I love you too, which is so
nice. Oh, he said I love you?
I love you.
Yeah, that's creepy.
No, I like it.
All right. Good job, Karen.
Good work.
Yeah. Take good care of that. You ever look up like how much that is worth? No. Might be worth something, right?
Don't open it.
Oh, that'd be so fucked up if I just opened it.
I actually think we should open it. I'm not gonna sell it, I just wanna enjoy it. That's what toys are made for. What is it? Everyone's like an entrepreneur now. Like, oh, hold on to it for 20 years and fucking no, man, I wanna play with it.
Secrets of investing.
Yeah, you never know. All right, Adrian, what do you got?
I've got Apocalypse Now.
Very disturbing, my face instead of Brando.
It is. It kind of looks like a meld of both of our faces, which is weird because they didn't know I was going to be here.
Right.
But yeah, it spoke to me.
And that's her in the corner right there.
Yes.
All right. Lindsay?
What's your motivation for this poster, Lindsay?
She wanted to make a big Doug face. Isn't it big enough? I have a huge face. Why do you have to make it bigger?
I want to say it's life size.
It's good.
It's so much bigger than the sun on that poster.
That's true. Look at how small the helicopters are compared to your head.
I'm about to cause that eclipse that's happening on August 21st.
Get the real glasses for that one.
Wow, it's really, you guys went for the dolls today. Well, tell us about yours, Jeff.
I thought it was Yoda.
Millennials.
No, it's just Dobby the house elf.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Kyle?
Wow, just crudely written on Dobby's fucking chest. Like on a post-it.
There was a...
He looks so sad. It's like his death scene when they made the doll.
Yeah, if anyone was spoiled by that, I can't help you. That's pretty fucked up if you aren't caught up to the children's books and movies that happened a decade ago.
I haven't seen any of them. That's why I thought this was Yoda.
Who also dies.
Oh, yeah, he does die, yeah.
Oh.
But, like, I knew that. Like, whatever. I mean, there was weed candy tied to it, so that was probably my motivation. If I had to guess, I would say that's probably what drew me to it.
Wait a minute. I felt gypped. Somebody offered me pizza.
I just went for the love of toys, and you went for drugs. What? I love toys.
Okay. That's fair.
I can get drugs anywhere.
Where do you think they keep the toys?
Yeah. What's the Dobby dude's name?
Kyle.
Kyle, okay. So Jeff is playing for Kyle, and Adrian's playing for Lindsay, and Jeff Dye is playing for Karen Pee-wee. That's her new nickname. Karen, are you here with friends?
My husband.
Oh, forget it.
So no?
All right, this first game we're going to play is called Alex's, Jason, and Deb's IMDb game. A lot of people came together to create this game, and I think it's a lot of fun. I'm going to start listing the movies that is in someone's top four on their IMDb page. An actor or actress, I'll just start from the first one there on the left. They've got four titles. Do you know what yours are, Jeff Dye, on IMDb? Mm-mm. That'd be interesting to look at. Do you have any guesses?
Yeah, I mean, I'd guess my... Did they go in order of year? Or
no, like? It's really random. You'll see. This will be a good example of how weird the analytics are, if that's even the right word for it. How do you... D-Y-E.
Yeah.
Wow, you're the top Jeff Dye.
Hey, I'm the most famous Jeff Dye. There's a pastor in Kansas who's making a run for it, but... So annoying.
Okay, so I think...
Jesus this and Jesus that. It's like
you're
punch
at least...
it up, motherfucker, you know?
Okay, so typically when we play this game, most of the titles I'm going to say are movies, but your titles on your IMDb page are... TV shows?
Mm-hmm.
Which ones do you think are on there?
Better Late Than Never on NBC has to be the first
mm-hmm.
one.
That's the third one on there.
Girl Code.
Mm-hmm. That's number two.
Is that shit? And
were you ever on Guy Code?
No, which is unfair to me. I auditioned for Guy Code, and the producer said right to my face, he goes, yeah, you'd be great for Girl Code. And I was like, I'm a boy.
I'm a real boy!
And I was the only guy on Girl Code, except like one guy who was dating Carly at the time. And then like that was the only... Oh. So it sucked.
Oh, did the poor little baby get on the wrong TV show?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not very fun to go into bars and everyone's like, oh, that's that gay guy from Girl Code. I'm like, I'm not a fucking... Just because I'm on Girl Code. Stop it.
It's not because it's the gay bar.
Well, talk all the shit you want about gay bars. They have great drink specials. Free drinks.
Yeah, when you're the gay dude from Girl Code.
I mean, yeah. Your picture's above the bar for a reason.
Yeah. Okay, what else?
Last Comic Standing, right?
Nuh-uh.
No, shit.
Yeah.
And then
I don't
can
know
do
how
that.
They pick it.
I can do that?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, they Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Nuh-uh.
What the fuck?
They said their number one for you is Money from Strangers.
Oh, because, yeah, I made it. But no one's heard of it, right? No one's heard of that. You guys know what Money from Strangers is? Exactly.
All right.
Well, everyone raped it, you
it's
know?
On there.
What?
We made Money from Strangers.
I didn't.
And then
didn't
Ellen started doing the exact same thing on her show. Then Impractical Jokers did it in a group format. And then all these different shows started doing the show that we had. So they just canceled ours.
I get it. Yeah. But yours was a real thing, though.
We started it.
You started it. It's true. And you also started another thing that's the title of your...
fourth thing on here.
I don't know anymore.
You were the host as yourself in 2010 of a program called Numb Nuts?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's actually a great story about that.
I sure hope there is.
Yeah.
Why were you the host of Numb Nuts?
So that was like...
Was it a competition where people put their balls in a freezer and see how long you could leave them there?
Hey, you've been talking to me for about 15 minutes. It's not crazy that I was the host of a show called Numb Nuts.
What happens on Numb Nuts?
Oh, well, they're trying to like copy like Jackass or the dudes, like those kind of names. Like Jackass doesn't seem like real flattering.
Yeah, but you don't do that. You don't do that stuff yourself.
Nah, just the host. I made these guys do it to each other. It was fun. But the
did it take place at the bar?
But what's funny is that it was made by Ashton Kutcher and Jason Goldberg. Uh-huh. And so when I met them, they're like, "Dude, we saw you in Last Comic Standing. We think you're a great face for the show because you're, you know, silly or whatever." And then Ashton Kutcher said, he goes, I'm 6'4". I used to have like real long hair. So my whole life people have been like, you remind me of Ashton Kutcher, right? My whole life I've heard that.
Yeah, and you had to knock a lot of bitches out for that, didn't you?
Well, no, I meet Ashton for the first time ever and he goes, there's something about you I like. Yeah. You like you. That's what you like. But yeah, that show got canceled.
All right, well, now you have an idea of...
Yeah, how it works. So it's random.
Kind of, but those were also all legit credits for you, right? You
know? Yeah.
They really happened.
I did it.
Yeah. They made a movie about the Portland, Oregon comedy festival called the Bridgetown Festival.
Oh, yeah.
They made a doc about it. I'm in it for like 2 seconds. It's my number 3 on IMDb. Like, I didn't even remember. I haven't even seen it. Maybe that's a great movie I haven't seen. It's been right there under my nose the whole time. All right, so I'm going to say the names of somebody's, you know, in somebody's top 4 of the movies, and the idea is that you buzz in as soon as you think you know who I'm talking about. You know, from the first title, it's probably a little bit risky to buzz in because there's so many actors in that one movie. You need another one to kind of get an idea. But if you want to go for it, it's 1 point if you're right, -1 point if you're wrong. But for every remaining name after you jump in and get it right, you get a bonus point if you can name more movies that person was in. Mm. Yeah.
We got this, Karen.
Oh, wow. Cocky.
Confident.
I like it. Yeah, that's it. Oh, and buzz in with your own name, but in the case of, we got two Jeffs. So would either of you like to volunteer to say like your last name instead of your first name?
I'll do my last name.
You're going to just yell out,
die! Die!
Die! Die! Okay, so remember to yell out die before you answer. And Adrian's going to yell out Cosby. Maybe you should yell out, Jell-O pudding! And Jeff's gonna stick with the good old Jeff.
Jeff, yeah, I'll just say Jeff.
Okay. Who's top 4 on IMDb begins with Jurassic Park? Bunch of actors in that.
I know some of them.
Let's see. Well, you can take a chance and jump in, but it's going to be -1. The second title is The Fault in Our Stars.
Can I go?
Die?
Die. Is it Jeff Goldblum?
No. I'm sorry.
Somebody like stars.
I'm sorry. All right, so
sorry,
that's,
Karen.
That's -1.
All right, no big deal. We'll get it
die.
Back.
Goonies never say die. The third title.
That guy just spit his beer when you said Goonies never say die.
It's very special to some people. Wild. This person was in Wild. Jurassic Park, Fault in Our Stars, Wild. Huh, that's right. And the fourth title, this is just between Adrian and Jeff, Tate. Blue Velvet.
Adrian.
Who is it?
Laura Dern?
That's correct.
Yeah. How many of you guys knew it? You knew it? You knew it?
No, oh, yeah. People know it.
That's why I'm like, yeah, I wish...
It's harder up here.
I know.
Like, we're probably the only people in the room with erections.
I was going to say the same. I have medication for that, if anybody...
Okay.
I'm not hard, by the way. He's joking.
All right, we got quite a horse race. Adrian has 1 point, Jeff has negative 1 point, and Jeff Tate has no points.
Not about winning and losing.
Kind of is. Whose top four starts with Walk the Line? Walk the Line. People in the audience know it. I think so. I think
Jeff.
I think they do. Jeff thinks he knows it.
Already?
Yeah, Who is it, Jeff?
Well, I'm going to take a guess. Reese Witherspoon.
That is correct. All right, so Jeff gets, and Jeff alone gets to guess two more Reese Witherspoon titles that would fill out her top four.
It's three more.
I'm sorry, I apologize. You get to name five more. Three more. It's not a two more.
All right.
What do you got?
I'm going to say Legally Blonde, Wild, and Legally Blonde 2, Red, White, and Blonde.
You haven't seen Harry Potter, but you know those films?
I mean, I know the titles.
He's got a weird knowledge base. Yeah.
He used to study law.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's freshman year. They make you take both Legally Blonde classes.
They went with Wild and Legally Blonde. So you got 2 points for those two, but then their fourth one, which is odd to me, This Means War.
Oh, yeah, that one, okay.
Yeah, not okay. She's got a lot of other movies. Election would have been a good one to put in there. Anyway.
Fear.
She's in
Mud. Yes, Mud. That's good.
This isn't Last Man Standing with Reese Witherspoon. All right, Jeff, leap to the lead with 3 points. Di has negative one, and Adrian has one. So this is the third round. We'll only have a fourth round if we need a tiebreaker. So, guys, you really want to go for it here. Whose top four begins with Mad Max Fury Road?
Adrian.
Oh, shit. What do you got, Adrian?
I'm going to go with Charlize Theron.
No!
Yes! Which means...
Adrian's down to 0 points.
I'm going to die.
Die's going for it.
Tom Hardy?
No!
Come on! That was a good guess. He's the most in it.
I'll take another title,
though. That's really not how I decide which... most in it. Jeff?
No, I'm going to wait for you to say another title.
No.
Also, I just won.
No, you just have to try.
Right now?
Yeah, because you win either way.
Zoe Kravitz.
That is correct.
Now the audience is hard.
What do you think the tiebreaker was?
Nicole Kidman?
That's correct.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was the ladies of HBO's Big Little Lies was the sneaky pattern that that Jeff figured out. Nicole Kidman's got a weird top four. Moulin Rouge is number one. The Others, Eyes Wide Shut, and The Hours. It's like after the musical, it's all just creepiness and sadness. But yeah, all those ladies were in Big Little Lies, and Zoe Kravitz, her other credits are Divergent, X-Men First Class, and After Earth.
Oh.
Yes. That'd be a fun name tag, change it to After Birth.
and then just put a big glob of goo on it.
Oh my God. What were their names?
Why?
No, don't do it. That, what a weird name.
Yeah. I mean, they really were asking for it when they called the movie After Earth and then it's not good. Like, there had to be many, many reviews that just went for it and said more like Afterbirth.
I don't know why they don't hire somebody whose only job is to figure out how you'd make fun of the title.
Yeah.
It'd be like, don't call it that. It sounds... Like, there should just be a person who's like,
it's
that's
like
dumb.
When you're naming your kid. You don't want a name yeah. that all the other kids are going to be able to make fun of.
Right.
And then they still
Mulva.
Call their kid Dick or something. Mulva. All right. I'm going to bring back a game that we don't play very often, but I think you guys can handle it. It's called Build a Title. The premise is basically just adding titles to an existing title by using you know, words or sounds from the title that match up. Like, for instance, Purple Rain Man is... is two titles that, you know, you can link up like that. You know what I mean? Great explanation, Doug. We drop the the's and the a's because those just get in the way and stop it all up. And Jeff won that first game, so he's going to go first. Then we'll go to Adrian, then we'll go to Jeff. And the starting title for this Build-A-Title is The Jungle Book, which has also been called in a film just Jungle Book. So it's Jungle Book. So Jeff has to come up with a movie that either ends with the word jungle or begins with the word book.
Jungle Book of Eli.
Yes. So now Adrian has to add to Jungle Book of Eli. So he has to have a movie that ends with jungle, begins with Eli. And I know there's probably not a lot of those out there. So here's what you do, Jeff Dye. You take advantage of that little I at the end of Eli. And you come up with a movie that begins with I. Adrian?
Do I have to... Okay, so am I using Jeff's whole title?
Yeah, we're just adding to it.
Thank God it wasn't just Jeff's whole.
Jungle Book of Eli Robot?
Yes! I just like to see something called Eli Robot. Like, that's the guy's name.
He's a sex
machine.
That is
a cool fucking name. All right, so we're back around. We're at Jeff Dye now. And so something that begins with robot or ends with jungle.
I keep thinking of things.
That's cool.
That ain't...
I mean, it's a shame that Pacific Rim isn't called Robots and Monsters.
Yeah. Well, I think of things that ain't movie titles. I'm like, oh, there's The Rumble in the Jungle, and then that's just a boxing match. Well, have we said The Jungle Book?
Something else ends with jungle?
How about, we'll try this. Welcome to The Jungle Book of Eli Robot.
What's Welcome to the Jungle?
It's a movie.
It is?
Yeah, man, you ever seen Welcome to the Jungle?
Who's in it, Leif Garrett?
Oh, tons of actors, man.
Like,
they got funds and games in it?
Like, who's in it? Don't look at your phone.
I don't know who's in
it. You're in the middle of a game.
No, I was gonna prove it.
No.
Okay.
You gotta prove it through, it's gotta be a movie that you're aware of. Can't just be a popular phrase.
Well, then I think I'm disqualified because I just...
Okay. That's cool.
Welcome to the Jungle.
No. I will not accept that there's a movie called that. It stars Tim Allen? No. No,
it doesn't.
No, don't say things out loud right now. We're still in the game.
Oh, wait. How about this
one? It's not yell out things yet time.
I got a different one.
There are no lifelines in this game. This game is designed to end quickly.
Thank you.
What do you got? What? Settle down.
Thank you.
That's not how it works. He has to know what it is. I don't care if you know what it is.
As you had another one, as clearly stated. It's a movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
You had another one, though?
Where he probably does the splits. I believe... Jungle to Jungle Book of Eli Robot.
Yes.
And I know that's a movie.
That's why they were yelling about Tim Allen back then.
Which might have
been... Tim Allen and Martin Short were in Jungle to Jungle. All right, now, Jeff, Tate... You're just stuck with jungle again.
Welcome to the jungle. It's got Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Now, what is it? What is it?
Jean-Claude Van Damme's in it. It's one of those white guy karate movies.
Are you going to accept it from him?
Oh, yeah.
You gotta say the whole title, though.
Because we all know what it is now. Yeah. You did say the whole title, didn't you?
Welcome to the Jungle to Jungle Book of Eli Robot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just like hearing it.
So Adrian needs something that ends with welcome. Or well. Or weh. Or begins with robot, or bot, or ot.
I don't.
It's tough.
I don't have anything.
Yeah.
To jungle.
That's...
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, that's not good. Oh, wait. No. It's a TV show.
Yeah, I thought about it.
Jeff, Tate, you want to finish this off at all?
Isn't there a movie called Robots?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Jungle to Jungle Robots, motherfucker.
Well, you missed a lot of it, but you got...
You got praised.
You got the basic idea. Jeff, Tate, wins, bins, build the title. So when people say to me, how come you don't play Build-A-Title very much? I'll go, listen to the episode from Columbus. It's hard to get a long one going, you know? Look who got some donut holes.
He's probably offered it to all of us.
Grazie.
It's just a little game feel, you know? Stage right.
I'm trying to hit the guy holding up the sign. I'm just trying to hit him in the face. Give me a further back sign. That's a good one. Oh, as soon as I asked for it, he pulls it down.
I didn't get that.
Yeah! You want us to
roll? That was a good one.
We're gonna throw donuts at the pregnant lady? That doesn't seem right.
Well, she can eat anything, right? My wife!
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, no, somebody just put him up on the stage. The donut hole fairy dropped those off. Did you?
I hope it's not that guy with the poison donuts.
Come on, man. This would be the best way to go.
That's another good reason for me not to eat the donuts people give me. But I never eat them. I just throw them into the crowd. So good luck, Jeff Dye.
I like them.
I ate a bunch of them.
I had one.
I hope they're poison. I'll fucking die from donut holes. It's on brand.
All right. So Jeff is still getting to go first in this next game, but everybody gets a chance to go first in Ron Bennington's Adjusted for Inflation Bureau game.
Can I go anymore?
No, I'm good.
This is for all the donut holes, gentlemen. All the remaining ones. We're going to start with Jeff, then we'll go to Jeff, and then Adrian. Switch the order around from the last game. And I'm going to name an actor, and you each get one shot to name what you think might be in that actor's top three movies of all time on Box Office Mojo after being adjusted for inflation. So it's kind of tricky, but the main thing is to just think of a very famous movie that person was in, and you're going to be headed in the right direction. And then Jeff will win, we'll all go home. You get 3 points for a number one, 2 points for a number two, and 1 point for a number three, and no point, you know, there's no minus points, there's no wrong answers, only the incorrect ones. And Jeff starts us off, and we'll rotate each time to the next person down, so everybody gets a chance to go first. Jeff, what's in the top three of Miss Viola Davis? Her parents clearly didn't think too hard about naming her initials are VD. What's in her top three? I wish I could tell you who Viola Davis is, if that's the problem you're having right now.
Not anymore. I mean, I was at the beginning. I was thinking of Octavia Spencer.
We all look alike.
That's not what I meant.
Those two ladies don't look alike at all.
Yeah, it was their names I got confused, not their...
Because they sound alike.
Well, if you pointed at them, I could tell you which one was which.
Okay, good. All right.
Okay, but we're talking about Octoviola. Octoviola.
Oh, I'm going to say, like, wasn't she in something like The Amazing Spider-Man?
She might be in something like that, yes.
Is she, okay, I'm going to say The Amazing Spider-Man.
Okay, that's your guess. All right. Adrian?
I didn't see this movie, but I think she's in it. Lee Daniels, the butler.
Okay. I'm sure that did all right at the box office. Jeff Dye.
What is she in? Suicide Squad.
Okay, so coming in at number three was The Help.
Help. We could have guessed that.
That was a big one. That was a big hit. What, you've never had shit pie?
No.
Damn it. I was gonna say The Help when I was thinking of Octavia Spencer. I would have done better if I had just not remembered who Viola Davis was.
Traffic is number two. She is in Traffic, as many of us have been in our lives. And coming in at number one for Viola Davis, Suicide Squad. All right, Jeff is in the lead with 3 points.
That's what I meant when I said something like...
I figured that's possibly what you meant. So now... Adrian gets to start us off with the films of Jared Leto.
Requiem for a Dream.
Okay. Jeff Dye.
I'm trying to think of the title. I know the movie. He's got AIDS. Matthew McConaughey.
Philadelphia.
Oh no. It's called
Forrest Gump.
No, it's the Dallas Buyers Club.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't call it a comeback.
Jeff Tate.
Suicide Squad.
Yeah. It was kind of there for the taking. Coming in at number three for Mr. Leto, Fight Club.
Fight Club, yeah.
Number two, Panic Room. Panic Room. He and Forrest Whitaker break into the Panic Room.
And Dwight Yoakam.
Huh?
And Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah, and Kristen Stewart's the daughter in the Panic Room.
Ooh. Jodie Foster doesn't get sexually assaulted.
Mm-mm.
Doesn't.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, none of Jodie Foster's characters have a pinball machine in their home. And number one for Jared Leto is Suicide Squad. Jeff, you said it as soon as I said Jared Leto. You
I know,
said
but I
it out loud.
I thought I already got credit for that movie. It was already done or something.
This is just what is legitimately in these people's top three of all time. So that means Jeff is on the board with 3 points. This could be anybody's game still. Got one more round and then a tiebreaker. But Jeff Dye gets to start us off on this one.
Yeah.
Will Smith.
Very popular actor. I'm gonna go with Suicide Squad.
Jeff Tate.
Men in Black.
Adrian Cosby. You're looking for
The Pursuit of Happiness.
Top three. You're looking for top three. They already know you're wrong. Top three of all time for Will Smith.
I'm going to get booed no matter what I say.
No, there's something you could say that everyone would love to hear.
It's After Earth.
If it's not Men in Black 2,
I got
no,
it.
Jeff's figured it out already, right. But you already said your guess.
No, but I changed it.
You can't.
Oh, fuck. Can I say what it is, really, though?
Yeah, say it.
Independence Day?
I believe he answered in with Pursuit of Happiness, Doug.
I didn't. No, he stopped before the sentence was finished. He said Pursuit of Happy. Coming in at number three, and worth 1 point, Suicide Squad. He's proud of having fallen for that. And then, number two, Men in Black. And, this is so exciting. Coming in. At number one, Independence Day. Which only gives Adrian 3 points, and Jeff Dye's got 4, and Jeff Tate has 5 points. Jeff Tate is our winner!
I like how the listeners don't know that when you said Independence Day was number one, Adrian like raised his hands in triumph, like he didn't say 7 Will Smith movies and eventually get to Independence Day.
I didn't hear him say 7 pounds.
Not yet.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah. I mean, one of them's called that. But Doug, we need to focus.
I didn't say that one.
Ah! Oh, shit.
Oh, we are some bad boys up here. Don't worry, you guys are bad boys too.
Oh, there it is.
We
The best to have ever done it.
Oh, legend. Well, I am legend. I fucked that up. All right, so... But just for fun of it, though, let's play the tiebreaker, just because I wrote it down, might as well play it. It's going to start, go back around to Jeff Tate. What do you think for Ben Affleck?
Armageddon.
All right.
Just because you don't clap doesn't mean it's not great.
Adrian?
Good Will Hunting?
Okay. Jeff Dye.
I was going to say Good Will Hunting also, but I'll say instead The Accountant.
You're forced to take The Accountant.
Have you seen Suicide Squad?
Why didn't you say Suicide Squad? I'm done with Suicide Squad. It made me lose.
Coming in at number three, Suicide Squad. Number two, Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice. And number one, Armageddon. Fwa, fwa, fwa. All right, so the person Jeff was playing for, Kyle, Kirk, what was his name?
Kyle.
Kyle, come get your Dobby and your prizes. Congratulations.
He gets his name tag back?
Yeah,
I don't want that.
Everybody gets their name tag back.
I'm not taking that.
You thought you were going to get to keep this lovely Pee Wee Herman doll?
Oh, you're the best.
Are you really saying he can have it?
Sure.
What?
That's a nice lady.
You already said we couldn't open it.
Well, she said I could have it.
Why, is it a trick?
Yeah, it just glitters.
It's really a Paul Rubens doll.
It's a bunch of blue
Boy, oi, 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 oi.
All right, well, hand me that Paco Lindsay poster there, Adrian. Yep. I need that for the end here. And Jeff Tate.
I agree with her message, too.
Jeff Tate, what are your plugs?
Next weekend, August 16, 17, 18, 19, I'm in Lexington, Kentucky at Comedy Off Broadway. Then September 7, 8, and 9, I'm in Boise, Idaho at the 208 Comedy Festival. And then September 14, 15, and 16, I'm in Bloomington, Indiana at the Comedy Attic. That's it.
I don't know why you guys are so fired up about it. All right, cool. Is that it?
Yeah, that's all.
You always have one thing more you want to throw in when I start talking.
Well... I mean, now it feels like I need to come up with something. So, like, I don't know, give money to Planned Parenthood or some shit.
That's at orsomeshit.org.
Or some shit.
Adrian Cosby, what do you got coming up?
This week, 18-19, I'm at Goonies in Rochester, Minnesota.
Never say die.
They never do.
Are you okay? Oh, thank God. Oh, man, he almost...
It's a good thing he wasn't drinking that time.
He's a real chunk enthusiast.
The word Goonies really gets him going.
Baby Ruth. And then August 31st, I'll be at the Liberty Funny Bone for a special engagement.
Ooh. Congratulations.
I'm working hard.
Jeff Dye, what's going on, man?
Season 2 of Better Late Than Ever comes out on NBC soon. Next weekend... August. Wait, no, that's this weekend.
Now, is that TV show you're on now the one you want to be on, or is there like a different one that you wish you were on instead?
No, this one I like.
Oh, good.
This All one right. is you're good.
Sorry about Gift Horse or whatever that show is you were on before.
I don't know. Hey, there's some things I'm proud of and some things that I just take cash grabs on, you know? August 24th, 26th, I'm at Helium Comedy Club in Portland, Oregon.
It's a gas.
August 31st, September 3rd, I'm at the Improv in Denver.
It's the Improv.
Yeah, in Denver.
It's all made up. Improv.
Bring a suggestion.
All right. Do you want to throw the rest of those donuts at the crowd?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Sounds like fun.
I think I'd enjoy that.
I'd enjoy that a lot. It'll be a new segment called Can I Hit Your Sign?
We have done that. We did it the last time we were at Columbus because Bert Kreischer doesn't know movie trivia. So we played a donut throwing game.
Oh, that's the big white one in the middle
there. Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Oh, that one's lit.
I see one backlit. You going for that?
Oh, look, get in the mouth of that Christian Bale one.
Boom! I saw the natural. I'm out of throw.
Did you see Punchline? You know how to talk into a microphone?
I only saw the natural ones.
All right, did we get rid of all of them?
I think so.
All right, fair enough. Thank you guys so much for being here. One more time for Jeff Tate, Adrian Cosby, and Jeff Dye. Thank you very much to the Funny Bone here in Cebus. Are you all right with that, calling it Cebus? It's only something you can do, like when an outsider does it, it's annoying? Or no one should do it? Because I'll stop doing it, Cebus. All you gotta do to get me to stop, Cebus, is just say, stop it.
We wanna hear our full name. No abbreviations ever. That's some Cincy bullshit.
So I very specifically put that name tag exactly where I wanted it to be so that I could read the shithead at the end, and one of my guests decided to just move it away to where I don't have access to it anymore. I think I remember it, but if you could try to pass it to me, thank you. Oh yeah, I remembered that. But right there, I just looked down and see it, right? Yeah. Those guys moved it. They thought it was a safety hazard. Those are some of the most thoughtful guests. But if I had to guess which one did it, I'd say Jeff Dye. He's the most thoughtful of all of them. As always... people who pass in the right lane are a shithead. I don't know if this one's worth cheering over, but I certainly agree. People who abuse dogs are a shithead.
Once again, thank you to Loot Crate for sponsoring today's episode. Loot Crate has an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month. It's the best surprise you know is coming. August's Loot Crate theme is Kingdom, items from Legend of Zelda, Adventure Time, and Lord of the Rings. One lucky subscriber will also win a mega crate of seriously epic proportions. Subscribe by the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to receive this month's crate. Go to lootcrate.com/Doug and enter my code D-O-U-G, Doug, to save $3 on any new subscription today. Bye-bye!
Another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in